So Ed, congratulations on opening your fantastic facility this afternoon. How did the project come about?
Well, it goes back quite a long way, but really it started about 10 years seriously when it was mooted that the community would have some sort of independent facility from the RAF, and they formed a village steering group. Went through a whole series of disappointments over the years in terms of the RAF community wasn't suitable for purpose. Then there was the idea of the school being built here, which might have taken it on. That didn't occur. Then finally we had the lottery, big bid, and that failed on the grounds of there being too much sporting content and also the fact that we're competing bids from Europe. So at that time, it was debatable whether it would go forward. However, there'd been quite a strong collaboration between Longhorton Village Development Trust and the football club, Longhorton Rangers Youth Football Club. That bond was so great that it drove on to looking for alternative funding, which brought in the Football Foundation. And after that, there was a whole series of things happened. There was funding from the Joycey Trust, Sir John Knott. The Parish Council put in £5,000 to do a feasibility study, and that really triggered off the Football Foundation bid. To cut a long story short, £500,000 was raised, including the RAF £180,000, Alnwick District Council £300,000, and with the other funds we come up to about £500,000. That has levered out of the Football Foundation approximately £1 million, and it means that we've built this wonderful place for £1.5 million.
So it doesn't seem that long ago that we had all the good news, the funding being made available, so the building work must have happened very quickly.
It did. We'd done a lot of planning, so when we finally got the money, we already hit the ground running, and we'd already on board our architect. Some of the initial design had been done rather optimistically, but we were ready to run. So it turned out to be a 26-week project, started in March, and it's been done on time, and I'm happy to say as treasurer as well as chairman, on budget.
So I'm in a lovely building. Just talk me through what's in here.
In the actual building itself, we have four full-size changing rooms. That's the FA standard 16-person changing rooms, two officials' changing rooms, and that really supports the two grass football pitches on which you can play two senior games or four junior games at a time. Then you have the synthetic turf pitch, which is floodlit. Now that can accommodate a seven-a-side football or two five-a-side. It also provides for football training during the week in preparation. So that's that part of it. On the community side, we have a large community hall, which you may have seen, in which presently we've got carpet bowls practicing. And then we have a committee room over there, which is big enough for about 30 or 40 people for meetings, an office and a kitchen. And then when you go outside, we have this car park where you have car parking for 60 vehicles, including the overflow. And then, of course, we have the Play Builder Natural Play Garden, which has been completed, but regrettably is fenced off until it matures and makes it safe underfoot for children to play on.
So this is going to be the new home from Longhorton Rangers. Whatever clubs, societies are you hoping to attract here?
Well, that's right. We know Longhorton Rangers will play here because they're our key partner in terms of that. But in our business plan, when we attracted the funding from the Football Foundation, we consulted other clubs. Craster Seniors, also Armagh Seniors and Juniors, are both our key partners. So they will be exercising their options to train here during the week. And the RAF will play here too. So the grass pitches in themselves can't be used until next autumn, but those clubs I've mentioned can train on the synthetic turf pitch.
So it must feel a very exciting day after so many years of planning and preparation.
Yeah. Well, it is for the whole community. I personally have only experienced the last 2 years when I got brought on board, but there are those amongst us who have been working on this for 10 years. People like Stephen Marker and, you know, been around a very long time. Having said all of that, it's probably the most exciting thing I've done in many a long time. I'm just so delighted I can hardly contain myself with it.
Great, thank you very much.